story. A couple of years ago, terrorists burst into Yeshivat Netivot Yosef in Mitzpeh Yericho and destroyed Sifrei Torah and much property. That night, the students were in the Bein HaZmanim period, and there are almost no students left in Yeshiva. But there were a few Matmidim that stayed in the Beis Midrash. They didn't want to waste any time learning Torah. At about midnight, they decided they'll go to bed in the old caravans, in the old Pnimiyah, the old sleeping quarters. But one of them, Netanel Ochian, decided he'd rather stay that night in the Beit Midrash, so he wouldn't waste any time. He got himself a little place, some shtenders, some bench, and he decided he's going to learn all night and wake up early for the dawn Vatikan prayers. His friends, Chaviv Tolidano and Gilad Yari, decided, uncharacteristically, to convince their friend to go to sleep in their bed, but he refused. Chaviv said, well, if you're already asleep in the Beit Midrash, at least let us tell you a bedtime story. And before he even finished this sentence, he saw on the bench a book called Avihem Shel Yisrael, the book I'm reading from right now, but not the sixth volume, but the fifth volume. He randomly opened to page 169 when he saw the story, which was called Kum Kum Dom Dom. Get up, get up. Hurry, hurry. The story there is about how Mordechai Eliyahu, when he was 17 years old, during the Melchemet Shichur, during the Independence War, told his brother Shimon, it's time to wake up for Vatikin. Which was also not his natural, he wouldn't normally wake up his brother. Shimon generally went to the later minyan, but the Rav would not let him be. And this day he decided he'd wake up for Vatikin. So the daven nates. When they came back for Tefillah, it became clear that at the time that they had been davening, the Jordanians had shot at the mattress of Shimon. Only because he had gone to the Neitz Tefillot was his life saved. Chaviv tells, when we finished reading that story, I told Netano, have you seen what just happened here? It's mamash a revelation from Eliyahu. The message of this story is get up, and go to bed in your mattress in the caravan. And if not, who knows what's going to happen? Gilad was scared, but Netanel, after hearing that story, decided to go to bed. The next morning, it turned out there was a double miracle. We got to the Beis Midrash for the Vatikan prayers, and we saw that terrorists had broken in that night and not found anyone. So instead of killing people, they destroyed the Beit Midrash, the Sfarim. They looked in the Beit Midrash and in the Pnimiyot and the new living quarters, but since everyone was on Bein HaZmanim, they didn't find anyone to kill. They, for some reason, they didn't enter into the old caravan. They must not have known about it. And so, we were saved. We don't even want to think what would have happened if they would have entered into the old dorms, old caravans. And we certainly don't want to think what would have happened to our friend Netano if he would have stayed in the Beit Midrash that night. We know that Mordechai Eliyahu loved very much Yeshivat Netivot Yosef in his life. And now we see that tzaddikim, even in their death, are truly called alive. Gevalt, what a story. Alright, well now we'll tell a humorous story, but amazingly miraculous at the same time. Rav Chaim Suisa was a helper of the Rav, and he was preparing for the Hilula of the Rav, meaning the commemoration of the day that he died. A guy named Shimshon Fisher came up to him and had a great idea. Let's give out popsicles, because it was supposed to be a tremendously hot day. Sounds like a great idea. So, I know this driver. He'll bring some artikim. It'll be great. Time passed, and for some reason, both of us forgot about the popsicle idea. And it was the night before the Hilula. And suddenly, someone comes up to me in the Beit Knesset and tells him that a guy named Shach, who works for an ice cream company, wanted to help out. He tells him that this driver said that he never met the Rav and doesn't even know who he was, but the Rav appeared to him in a miracle. So he, in a dream, so he took the opportunity to ask for the Rav for salvation for Yeshua. The Rav answered him back in a dream. He said, "Well, why don't you come to my Yilula?" So he said, "Okay, sure." And once he was coming to the Yilula, since he anyway worked for this ice cream company, he decided on his own cheshbon to sponsor ice creams and ices for the whole company. So despite the fact that we forgot about it, the Rav apparently wanted to make sure that everyone got their ice cream. Have an amazing day. May we be blessed with Emunat Chachamim, Tzadikim. May we merit to be Tzadikim. Merit to be Chassidim. Mizrat Hashem.